Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I wanted to just talk about and chat about the FIFA World Cup. That is supposed to be one of the few places where politics takes the back seat. We have seen over the last number of years, maybe it's been forever, but we've seen an increase in focus on the politicization of these types of events. We certainly saw it with Eurovision. We see it with sport. And in a way, we see the almost desperate attempt of certain groups to use the focus of the world, the opportunity of the focus of the world on these events to further a cause. To help us understand how this works, how photographs visually tell stories, how media coverage can shape public opinion, we're joined by David Katz. He's a photojournalist, an imagery analyst, and a contributor to Honest Reporting. David, welcome, and thank you for joining us. I hope you are well.
Thank you very much, Howard. It's great to be with you.
Nice to chat to you. The World Cup, of course, is meant to unite people through sport, and it does. But we've seen political imaging and political messaging emerge around the tournament. And of course, it's not just this one. It has been for the last while. Why have these types of events become such a powerful and important platform for political narratives?
That's absolutely correct, Howard, and it doesn't begin now. It goes back as far in my memory of analysing imagery, particularly the World Cup, back to 2016 when it took place, as you know, in South Africa.
And 2010, and, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, it was 2010, right? 2010 in South Africa, 16 years ago.
Right.
We analysed then in a study called Shattered Lens that was published at the time, that the World Cup was being hijacked by groups that specifically wanted to amplify anti-Israel rhetoric. And they did that by utilising imagery. We all know that a picture, a photograph, a stills image speaks a thousand words. So it's very easy to hijack that. And it's being used not just in sport, it's being used across the board to delegitimise Israel in every way possible through the use of imagery. The World Cup is just the latest version of that amplification.
How quickly can a single image shape public opinion? How powerful are these images?
That's a great question, Howard. The images are incredibly powerful. And now, and this is the difference between what we did 16 years ago and the analysis in Honest Reporting this week, is the fact that due to social media, the images can be up instantaneously and across social media instantaneously, as opposed to 16 years ago when it was more difficult. Now the magnification is absolutely huge and makes a vast difference to the amount of people that can see the images and the imagery and how quickly.
So it definitely does work. You've written about visual framing. Can you give me an example of how of what an image or what a framing of an image looks like, and then what it actually does?
Sure. Well, an imagery obviously comes through the eye of the photographer initially. Mm. And through the camera. We have to differentiate here between what we call top-tier journalists, i.e. the professional agency wire service type photographers who would work for AP and Getty, Reuters, etc., and people who would take pictures with their cell phones. But basically, we will analyse images and the example that I would give in regards to the report or the article that I wrote for Honest Reporting that came out this week is specifically that There's two. AP, who are a global news agency who reach millions of people. Most newspapers and magazines are affiliated with them. Put a journalist in Gaza, next to rubble, next to fencing that was ripped, deliberately to highlight a story which was basically a local story, had nothing to do with the World Cup. Israel are not participating, they didn't qualify, but it was purely to show, to utilise another opportunity to show the damage that has been done to Gaza and connect that with football. There was also another powerful image which wasn't actually in the real sense a specific photographic image by itself. It was a coordination of two images, and it was actually shot by originally by a very well-known Gaza-based photographer called Tahad Algara, who has just won the Pulitzer Prize, and people will be familiar with the starvation pictures that he produced for the New York Times. This picture was actually coordinated with a graphic, and at the bottom half of the graphic was the bottom half of the World Cup, and the top half had been stitched together to show fit perfectly like a jigsaw puzzle with a picture he had taken in Gaza in September of an explosion, a building exploding in Gaza City, which, first of all, he had to have known in advance to have been there. And secondly, the picture was deliberately used to connect it to the situation in Gaza, of which the World Cup has no connection to the situation in Gaza.
As you're talking, I'm thinking it's what's quite ironic about this is that it would have actually served this lot better had Israel been a participant, because then they really could have used it more authentically to protest and object and create more of a storm. Whereas the way in which the fact that Israel didn't qualify, in a way, robs them of an opportunity. So there's quite an irony in that, isn't there?
Absolutely. However, look, we know, Howard, that every aspect of the campaign to delegitimize Israel is coordinated, and it's coordinated incredibly well. And had Israel have been there, there would have been a different kind of coordination. We see that with what's gone on recently with signs saying ban Israel from FIFA in regards to an upcoming match in October in Ireland that they're trying to ban. So whether Israel would have been there, it would have been a different kind of campaign, but there still would have been a campaign, because this is needs to be from them front and center.
Very, very interesting. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. But that was David Katz, a photojournalist, image analyst, and contributor to Honest Reporting, talking about the cynical use, unfortunately, of images in order to create a narrative, especially around major global events.